Rose appeared unmoved.
It is not happening. And as it's been said, we need to get to a point where we start evaluating what life after Kevin McCarthy looks like.
Sure. And at least one dissenter, Florida's Matt Gaetz, cast his vote for the former president.
Donald John Trump.
In California, a state of emergency remains in effect with tens of thousands still without power after heavy rains and catastrophic flooding after two storms since last weekend. The death toll is at least six. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti in Sacramento County.
Already swollen rivers now overflowing, while raging creeks are prompting numerous rescues. Just too much rain on already saturated ground. San Francisco normally gets 4.5 inches of rain for the entire month of January. They've nearly tripled that amount in less than a week.
Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin has started to communicate with his family and doctors after going into cardiac arrest on the field Monday night. Doctors say it appears his neurological function is intact, and the Bills head coach Sean McDermott says they felt a lot of support this week.
The news has been very encouraging as we all are up to date at this point, and just extremely grateful.
New evidence is disclosed in the case of Brian Koberger, the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students. CBS's Steve Futterman.
Unsealed court documents indicate Brian Koberger's DNA was found on the leather covering of a knife recovered at the home where the four students were killed. The release of the documents took place as the suspect made his first appearance in court. The charges against him were read, as were the potential penalties.
The maximum penalty for this offense is death or imprisonment for life. Do you understand?
Yes.
Prosecutors say they believe Koberger intended to commit murder when he entered the home, but they have not said a thing about a possible motive. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Authorities in Enoch, Utah say a man killed his five children, mother-in-law, and wife before turning the gun on himself after his wife had filed for divorce. Enoch Mayor Jeffrey Chest says the close-knit community is in shock.
This is a tremendous blow to many, many families who have spent many, many nights with these individuals who are now gone.
This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Pride.
Left corner, three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a low of 16. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 23. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows level off around 7 above. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Saturday and Sunday and highs in the upper 20s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 28.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I reached for the last one they had, but so did another man. As I rained blows upon him, I realized there had to be another way.
What happened to the doll?
It was destroyed. But out of that, a new holiday was born. A Festivus for the rest of us.
That must have been some kind of doll.
And at the Festivus dinner, you gather your family around and tell them all the ways they have disappointed you over the past year.
And is there a tree?
No, instead there's a pole. Requires no decoration. I find tinsel distracting.
Frank, this new holiday of yours is scratching me right where I itch.
Let's do it then.
All right.
Festivus is back! I'll get the pole out of the crawl space.
Festivus is here. It is December 23rd. And so we are airing our grievances. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us today, this Christmas Eve Eve, Festivus Day. We want to hear from you, 844-967-2789. What are your grievances? You don't have to throw your family under the bus.
No.
It can be
anything.
Stupid. It can be anything. It could be simple, minute frustrations. But we're breaking out the aluminum pole, the metaphoric aluminum pole, and greasing it up. And because it's time for Festivus. But there's many things that I feel like are lasting jokes from Seinfeld, but this really has to be one of the best ones. And it almost didn't make it.
Oh, really?
So it began. So the Dan O'Keefe was a writer for Seinfeld, and he vowed to keep Festivus a secret from his Seinfeld colleagues. But of course, in the last season, in 1997, on the episode "The Strike," it still made it into there. And so, but it was basically, it's obviously a fake holiday that somehow came this real celebration that came from Seinfeld, but it was from his childhood. And so this guy, Dan O'Keefe, this writer, said, "My brothers and I agreed not to talk about what an insane childhood we had, particularly this made up weird ass holiday celebrated in the strangest ways that my father took from a Latin adjective."
Oh my God, this is great.
And so the real Festivus for Dan O'Keefe's family, there was no aluminum pole. It had no official date. It had absolutely nothing to do with Christmas, but there were grievances.
There were the airing of grievances.
And so he said it was invented by his late father, who was also a writer and an editor at Writer's Digest. And it started as a celebration of his parents' first date morphed into an unpredictable ritual held on random dates where family members had to talk about things that happened during the previous year. And Festivus also featured depressing themes such as is there a light at the end of the tunnel?
Oh, jeez.
And so I find this hilarious that I didn't actually know that this came from this poor guy's, and the fact that he really did not want to write about it for Seinfeld and then somehow in the writer's room still came out.
It all
comes out.
It's now
one of the most celebrated episodes and fake holidays, at least of people of a certain age. If Brooklyn was here, we could ask her if she and her friends in their early 20s have any idea what this is. But,
probably not.
But what are some of your grievances, Jane?
I have a grievance that came to me yesterday as I was driving home after our show, and it was still snowing. Turn on your lights, people. Turn on your lights. I beg of you. I beg of you. I mean, it was 2:30 in the afternoon, so it's not like this was 4 o'clock at night, but it was visibility was really bad, and visibility was only about a half a mile. And we got all these knuckleheads driving around with no lights on. And it's bad enough trying to make sure you don't hit anything, much less things you can't see because you don't have your lights on. So do that for me.
All right. I feel like that's a good one.
And it's actually a state law. If you have your wipers on, you are supposed to turn your lights on. Because people will do this in the rain as well and drive with their lights on, which is really dangerous.
I may be guilty of that with the rain. If your that's a good thing to remember. If your wipers are on, your lights should be on. Because I certainly sometimes have had my wipers on and did not turn on my lights. So that's a good one. I think to piggyback on that, a grievance that almost everyone who ever drives in the Milwaukee area can probably agree on is the grievance of the Milwaukee slide.
Oh, so annoying and so dangerous.
Annoying. There's so, I mean, and don't get me wrong, there's a lot of different driving activity that could be listed as a grievance. Not all of them have a definite name in the same way that the Milwaukee slide does, but the on any of those 2 to 3 lane streets, city streets, not highways, streets, boulevards, when they just scooch on over to the right lane and just to go right around you, yep, once the light turns green. And sometimes the light doesn't even turn green. Sometimes they just run the red light. Yeah. And I think that's a very fair grievance for Festivus.
Oh, that is an absolutely fair grievance for Festivus. And I think what irritates me the most about those people, I don't think they're going anywhere. I don't think they have a destination that they're late for. I think they're just poops.
They're just poops. Well, the best is when people speed up to get around you only to be slowed down by the person who was slowing you down.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, did you really get there a lot faster, buddy? And now you're just stuck one car ahead of me.
Oh, what a victory for
Good
you.
Job. Good job. Yeah. And so one that I know, I kind of have this, but I would say, speaking for my husband, one of his big grievances is kitchenware you can't put in the dishwasher.
Like,
you know, sometimes more delicate stuff that's just like, it's not dishwasher safe. And so you have to wash it by hand. And so then things inevitably end up in the dishwasher. And I then yell at him and go, this can't go in the dishwasher. And he flails his hands and says how annoying it is that not everything can just go in the dishwasher.
There can't be many things.
The thing that did not last this test of time for us was, I had, Sarah, they had a good run, but I had these emerald knives, like cooking knives.
Okay.
There were different colors.
Oh, emerald.
Emerald, like the chef.
Yep,
like,
yep.
What was his
Bam. Wasn't it Bam?
Bam. Bam. And the handle, I don't know what material the handle was made out of, but you weren't supposed to, most knives you're not actually supposed to put in the dishwasher because it dulls them. But not only would it dull them, but it was, now the handles are like mushy. So I don't know what kind of chemist wet dream came up with like these, like, because they're like, they were soft at first, but now they like feel sticky to the touch.
Oh, that's
because they've
weird.
Been washed. And so I think it's time to just let go.
Move on.
Of those. What do you do with knives that you don't like? Something like that. Is that just something you have to throw out? Because I don't necessarily want to donate knives that are, the handles feel
icky,
faulty.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't think that's even something a metal recycler would take.
I know.
You know? And I think that's one of the things with people trying to get rid of stuff is trying to do it in the best way possible and not knowing the best way to get rid of this stuff. If you're conscientious about it. You know what I mean?
I think that is a good grievance. I think the fact there's a grievance that as a society that consumes a lot, we have not figured out a better way to recycle, like actually recycle, not throw it in the bin and have the all that plastic that isn't actually recyclable get still end up in the ocean. Like actual use cases of how different materials can easily be categorized and cataloged and sent to be reused in one way or another, because we go through a lot of stuff.
We do.
And don't, and like, what do you do with it besides just drop it off at Goodwill? And most of the time they don't want it either.
Well, exactly. If it's, should I throw it away or take it to Goodwill, then throw it away. Because they don't need to be sorting through all that stuff.
What do you do with, oh, we got a text?
We have a text from the 507 for the airing of grievances on this Festivus. My grievance is dry, clean, only clothing.
Ah, that was on my list too.
Was it?
Well, as we were talking about the dishwasher only kitchenware, the amount of please don't wash my clothes that I have to say to Michael. And now we have a system, so now he doesn't. But I feel like that's for a lot of couples. I'm trying to be helpful, and so this was in the dirty pile, but it wasn't separately taken out as the dry clean or specialty, like on the delicate cycle. Do not put them in the dryer cycle, like that pile of clothes that then your loving spouse, who's just trying to be helpful, goes ahead and washes, and then you try it on. You're like, well, can't wear this anymore.
I used to like that shirt. That was a nice wool blazer.
Yeah, so I will say the dry clean only stuff. And maybe you just end up washing. I think I have 4 or 5 blazers that are dry clean only, and they just have never been washed. And so they just get Febrezed a lot.
I think, too, though, I think we are moving away. You know, we're such slobs now that I just can't imagine a lot of people are buying dry clean. You know, again, you're talking about wools and silks and for things that specifically need to be dry cleaned. And that tends to be more structured blazers, suits, things like that, that need that kind of treatment.
Well, now that so many of us, I mean, we're on the radio, so I try to look nice because we obviously
you do look
live.
Nice.
We live stream this thing, so I can't totally look like a slob every day for anyone who's watching on Facebook or YouTube or Twitter or whatever. But certainly not wearing a suit every day like some people used to and some still do.
Right.
As far as their dry cleaning bill of wearing a suit and wearing a button-up shirt every day and wanting to preserve those investments.
Well, and just think about, you know, women's suits and the skirt and jacket and pants. You know, I used to have some of those too, I don't even know where I would wear that stuff anymore.
Did you ever have to dress up for the radio? Was that ever an expectation?
When we would do appearances and stuff, sure.
Okay, but not at the studio.
No.
No. Would you wear like a sweatsuit? What was your attire in your first couple, like your first decade of radio?
My first decade of radio, I probably tried a little harder. But it was always jeans. You know, it's always been casual. It's always been casual, which is always one thing that I really liked about radio. Because back in the days when I started, you couldn't see us.
Which I know you love now that people can see you.
Oh, I just love that beady little camera eye on me all the time. I can't tell you.
Would you qualify that as a grievance for this year?
That is a grievance. Yes.
All right. Well, if you have more grievances that you want to share with us, we will read them aloud. 844-967-2789. We're taking another break. This is As Goes Wisconsin, the Christmas edition.
Time to rock the night away. Go gliding in the one horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle up.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
It's all cold down along the beach. Whipping down the boardwalk. Hey, man! Hey, man! You guys know what time of year it is? What time?
What?
Oh, Christmas time. You guys all been good and practicing real hard? Yeah? Clients, you've been rehearsing real hard now.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, the Christmas edition. I got a little distracted, but we're back because we only have 3 segments left before it is our holiday season. I'm so excited to relax. Are you an eggnog person, James?
I am an eggnog person.
Are you?
I cracked it last night, yes. It's
all right.
And I'll only do one what quart, I guess. But that, because you may as well just jump in a vat of butter and roll around. But it's so wonderful. With a little a little brandy.
Yes.
With a little brandy.
Like I'm good for one. I'm good a little eggnog and coffee instead of cream. But I know some people who just suck those things down. And I don't know how their stomach handles it.
Seriously. It's just, I mean, it's delicious. It's just a glass full of deliciousness, but it's like 900 million calories.
All right. So along with being Christmas Eve Eve and Festivus, it is also National Christmas Movie Marathon Day. It feels like a perfect day to have a Christmas, I mean, both today and tomorrow. But for everyone who is stuck at home and canceled plans and not trying to be out in negative temperatures, because what is the actual temperature there right now?
I think we're 8 below. But now
we're
when you throw the winds in, it's probably closer to 25 below.
Yeah, so that's what I'm seeing. We're -6 up here in Wisconsin Rapids, but I don't know what it feels like versus what it is, because with the wind, it's probably even less than that. Yeah. So good day to
snuggle up, watch
some movies. What are your go-to Christmas movies?
I love It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay.
If A Christmas Story is on, because it used to be on TNT for several days, and I can't not watch that. I also love Scrooged with Bill Murray, but I also like a whole bunch of different Christmas carols. You know, there's one with George C. Scott. There's one with the Muppets. There's one with the real old one with Alistair Sim. And I'll watch all of those, too.
The amazing thing about the Muppet Christmas Carol is how straight Michael Caine plays Scrooge.
It's so great. It's so great. It really is.
Just, I don't know how he kept a straight face of how some of the lines he has to deliver in that movie while not laughing and not winking at the camera is just priceless.
Yeah, it really is. That it's worth watching that just for that alone.
Exactly. And so according to the AV Club, here are the 30 top Christmas movies. Hmm. Let's see how many you've actually seen, because I was surprised how many I haven't seen.
Okay.
So coming in at number 30, The Santa Claus, which with Tim Allen, which I would agree.
Never seen it.
You've never seen it?
No.
All right. It's good.
Is it?
I think so.
Warm, fuzzy. Of course, it's a Christmas movie.
Yeah, it's good. Number 29, The Polar Express.
Never seen it.
I've never seen that one either.
Tom Hanks. Kind of. I think it looks creepy.
With the animation.
Yeah.
Never saw this one, but I think this is from a couple years ago, from 2018. The Christmas Chronicles with Kurt Russell.
No.
That's on Netflix.
Okay.
Also not seen that one. This I've definitely never seen. I've never even heard of this. Tokyo Godfathers.
Excuse me?
It's an animated film, and it's from Japan, and it doesn't seem like a Christmas movie at first glance. But it takes place on Christmas Eve, and it's like kind of like anime looking. But definitely have not seen that one.
It's like a Die Hard entry.
26, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, the claymation one. You've seen that one.
I have.
Mm-hmm. Love Actually.
Oh, love that movie.
You still love it? Are you in the camp that now finds the movie problematic and feels like it hasn't aged well?
No, I still love that movie.
Still love it? All right.
I do.
The Happiest Season. With Kirsten Stewart? Kristen Stewart?
Never. No.
Yeah, I didn't see that one either. Black Christmas from 1974?
No.
Nope. Never seen it. I've also never
seen it. Sounds real cheery.
It's a Christmas horror film.
Oh, naturally.
It happened on Fifth Avenue from 1947.
Classic.
I've never seen that. Is it good?
It's a classic.
All right. Number 21. Already mentioned, The Muppet Christmas Carol, classic. Number 20, Scrooge, classic. Number 19, Bad Santa.
Oh, with Billy Bob Thornton.
Mm-hmm.
Not a fan.
That doesn't surprise me.
No.
Number 18, Claus, with a K?
No.
I've never seen that one either. It's an animated film. and it's supposed to be beautiful. Shocking visuals, as it says in the write-up. Number 17, Remember the Night?
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it either. Christmas in Connecticut?
That I've heard. That's like a 40s.
That's from 1945. Yeah. I haven't seen that one. There's a lot of them here I haven't seen. This is what my marathon will be for the rest of the day.
There you go.
Number 15, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer from 1964, the claymation
yes.
one.
Yes, yes.
1966, number 14, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Of course.
I love that there's a meme about that one that says, the Grinch doesn't hate Christmas, he hates people, and I totally understand that.
The Grinch is fine. Leave him alone.
All right, we'll do the next three, and then we'll come back after the break with the top 10. But number 13, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Never saw it.
Tim Burton. Oh, you never saw it?
No. Is it good?
It is good.
Okay.
It's actually really good. All right. I would rewatch that today.
All right, I'll do that today.
Number 12, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Almost a must.
Yep. Number 11, Carol. It's with Kate Blanchett. It's as they fall in love over the Christmas season in 1952. It's a Hollywood romance story. Never heard of that one. All right, well, we're going to take another break right now. When we come back, we'll let you know what the top 10 are, and you can see if your favorite is on the list. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Contact the experts at 1-800-CARRIER or carrier.com.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
This is your land, and you love it. Every day you look out your window to watch the wildlife, who also call your land home. The animals who bring life to your land. You know their daily and seasonal habits, what they eat, and when their young are born. As a caring landowner, you can't bear to think about what might happen to them and to this special place in the future. Your dream is for your land to remain this way forever. The Wildlife Land Trust can help you. Keep your land free from development forever and protect the animals you've come to know so well from hunting and trapping. As part of the Humane Society of the United States, the Wildlife Land Trust preserves wildlife habitat and safeguards the animals who rely on it. Without such protections, your dream, your land, and its wildlife could be lost forever. If you have land and wildlife that you want to see preserved and protected, the Wildlife Land Trust can help. Call 1-800-729-SAVE. That's 1-800-729-SAVE. Or go to wildlifelandtrust.org. Your dream, our mission.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to FarmSafe811.org.
Childhood
should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a low of 16. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast again tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 23. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows level off around 7 above. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Saturday and Sunday, and highs in the upper 20s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 28.
It's getting cold in Wisconsin, and we're snuggling in. Summer is gone.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin, the Christmas special. Is it Christmas special, Christmas edition?
Christmas Eve edition.
No matter where you're listening across the Civic Media Network or on the Civic Media app, thank you for tuning in. If you missed any part of today's show and thought that some, if you want to go back and listen to some of the fun facts that we had about NORAD and Santa and mistletoe, and now talking about 12 Days of Christmas, you can go listen to it as a podcast and share it with your friends. You can find it at asgoeswisconsin.com/listen or Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere you find your podcast, just search As Goes Wisconsin. So before we took the break, we were we still have 10 countdowns. This is from AV Club. So everyone, obviously, this is subjective of what the best movies of all Christmas movies of all time are. But we went through the top 20, a lot of what we haven't seen, or some we haven't even heard of.
Exactly.
And so, but when now we get to the top 10, you can let us know. Do you agree? Do you disagree? How many of these have you not even seen? But coming in at number 10, White Christmas.
Love that movie.
Mm-hmm. And that is a good movie.
Even though it's a really bad story. I mean, you know what I mean?
Getting stuck at some like random place upstate. Is it upstate New York that they get
Vermont.
Stuck in?
No, it's in Vermont. But it's this, yeah. I mean, the story is so flimsy. And of course, all these people come from all over the country for that one night for the general who's retired. But I still love that movie.
Yeah. Bing Crosby,
Danny Kaye, who is brilliant. Rosemary Clooney, who wears one of the finest dresses in the history of Hollywood in that movie.
Oh, really?
That black velvet number that she sings with the sparkly gloves.
Yeah.
And I'm fairly certain that that's where Michael Jackson got the sparkly gloves from. It was Rosemary. She did it first. And Vera Ellen, who had a waist about the size of my ring finger.
Well, I think I heard something once about her is that she didn't actually sing. That's not her singing in the movie.
No, she was a dancer.
It is Rosemary Clooney,
yes.
But she could dance, and I think she was a dancer, but that is not her voice in the movie. But all right, so number 9, I haven't seen, and I've never heard of The Shop Around the Corner.
Never heard of it. Is that an older 40s movie?
It's an older movie. I'm trying to look for the year. Yeah, James Stewart, 1940.
I think that's on one of the streaming services right now. It might be on Hulu or something. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. All right, number 8, Home Alone.
I saw it once. I never have to see that movie again.
Honestly, honestly, my least favorite part of both Home Alones, because I don't really count all the ones that I think there's multiple that have come since. I don't really like the end, the big finale with all of the hijinks that happen. Because now that I've watched it as an adult, like as a kid, the slapstick comedy of all I thought was fun. But now it just feels so ridiculous that any one of those, like a paint can to the face or a blowtorch to your head, you're not coming back from that.
No,
you're not going to keep pursuing this kid. Like the like ridiculousness of it all really takes me out of the film now that I'm an adult, as far as how much abuse the bandits, the wet bandits can withstand. But the rest of the movie I really like this idea of him taking care of himself and some of the fun things with the movie. But yeah, that part, we watched Home Alone 2 recently. I was like, this is just insane. Like this is not based in reality whatsoever.
It's so over the top. It would almost be better in a cartoon because it's that level of slapstick violence, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of cartoons, number 7, A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yay. Just watched
number it. Number six. Maybe this is controversial.
Oh, I know Gremlins. What it is.
Gremlins.
Oh, Gremlins?
Yeah.
Why
Christmas
is that
is chaos? I don't know. But
why is that a Christmas movie?
I think it takes place during Christmas.
It's been a long time
since
I saw that movie.
Since I saw the movie too. Number 5, Elf.
Love Elf. Will Ferrell is just brilliant. And I just watched The Movies That Made Us on Netflix, and they talk about the making of Elf and all the blood, sweat, and tears it took to get that movie made. It's just great.
Yeah. I've watched that same episode, and it was really good. Number 4, A Christmas Story.
Of course.
Classic. You know that they have the updated one. We haven't watched it. We might watch it tonight, but it's Ralphie's grown up.
Right.
And he comes back home to do Christmas. But it's like basically almost all the original cast as adults, obviously.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And so I don't know if it's going to be as, I don't have expectations that it will be as good as the original Christmas Story, but I'm still going to watch it. I hope it's good enough to make you feel warm and fuzzy inside.
Definitely.
Number 3, Miracle on 34th Street, the original.
With Natalie Wood.
From 1947. Number 2, interesting, A Christmas Carol, the 1951 version.
Do we know which Scrooge that was?
Directed by Brian Desmond Hurst and Alistair Sim, giving arguably the definitive Ebenezer Scrooge performance.
His redemption scene, particularly Alistair Sim, when he wakes up in his own bed after all, you know, being out all night, and it's so joyful and so childlike. That I can see where that one really ranked up there. So good. So good.
And then number 1, your favorite, It's a Wonderful Life.
Which was a flop.
Mm-hmm.
That film didn't
do. Which is crazy to think about.
I know. That film didn't do anything when they released it. And was it Turner Classic Movies or one of those places that turned it into this? You have to see this. This is the penultimate story.
This is what the write-up says. Frank Capra's Christmas classic was initially and undeservedly a disappointment when it was first released. But thanks to endless holiday airings on TV, It's a Wonderful Life became a Christmas staple, in large part because of its timeless story about the generosity of spirit and how easy it is to lose sight of it, even with Christmas around the corner. Jimmy Stewart delivers an all-timer performance as the fragile man who finds the true meaning of Christmas where it often resides, with those we love.
That will never get old.
It will never get
that
old.
That movie never gets old. I am surprised that our friend Greg Box picked
Die Hard.
Yes, did not make the list. Because I have expected it to be on there.
Well, Time Out, I think it was Time Out magazine, had a different countdown of the top 50. And I was going through that. And at first, I was like, we're not going to get through all 50 in one segment because it's just too long. But that list had way more of the untraditional Christmas movies on the list. And so I think Die Hard was on there. My brother's been really trying to sell hard that Prometheus is actually a Christmas movie, which is the prequel to Alien. Oh. He forced us to watch that this week, and he was like, it's a Christmas movie. See, it takes place at Christmas. It's like, just because it takes place at Christmas doesn't make it a Christmas movie.
As the prequel to Alien?
Yes.
No.
Ridley Scott, we watched it, and I was only half paying attention. I really think I missed some of the moral of that story, but I'm calling no go on Prometheus being a Christmas movie. But there you go. What did they miss? Is there? I'm trying to think if there's anything they did miss that I feel very beholden to as a must-see Christmas movie each year. I think they got everything.
I think they covered it pretty extensively. Especially when you consider that Elf and Scrooged are probably the two newest takes on a Christmas movie that we've had in 20 years.
Well, one of the ones, the Christmas Chronicles, at least going through this list as quickly as we did, that one seems like the newest one because that was 2018.
Oh, okay. That's with Kurt Russell, you said.
That's the one with Kurt Russell. Okay. But yeah, I mean, did you watch Spirited yet?
I did.
Ryan Reynolds?
I did.
Did you like it?
It was okay.
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt. It was fun. It was funny.
There were some really very funny moments, but I too thought that there's a plot twist in there which I think is clunky.
Mm.
The whole reincarnation thing? That was unexpected.
Fair enough. All right, well, switching gears a little bit to everybody's probably most hated Christmas Carol. I don't know. Do you have strong feelings about the 12 Days of Christmas?
It's just one of those things that is.
It's very long.
It is really long.
If you sing the whole thing, it's very, very long. But I saw, I think Vox covered this as far as some of the background to explain the 12 Days of Christmas, because I think for a lot of people, where does the idea of not even just the carol and the song, but why 12 Days of Christmas? Because Advent is 40 days. If you start in December, there's 24 days before Christmas Day. So what is this 12 day part? But it is in this, December 25th marks the official start of the 12 Days of Christmas in the Christian tradition. And so it's basically, do you know where I'm going with this?
No.
So the 12 Days of Christmas is the period in Christian theology that marks the span between the birth of Christ and the coming of the Magi, the three wise men.
Oh, that makes sense.
So it begins on December 25th and runs through January 6th. And sometimes it's also that January 6th is called Three Kings Day. And then the 4 weeks preceding Christmas are known as Advent, which begins four Sundays before Christmas and ends on December 24th. And so that's where the 12 days comes from.
So, because that was the big party period, was Christmas Day up until the 6th.
I guess, yeah. And so, but the carol has lots of kind of a murkier background. But if you remember, so the lyrics, as they go, is on the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a partridge in a pear tree. And then it's two turtle doves, three French hens, four calling birds, five gold rings, six geese a-laying. It's a lot of birds. Seven swans a-swimming.
And what a mess.
Eight milks a-mating. Maybe that's a mistletoe with the bird droppings.
Yeah.
Eight maids a-milking, nine ladies dancing, 10 lords a-leaping, 11 pipers piping, and 12 drummers drumming. And there's been, as I was reading this, there's some mention of different lyrics over time, like bears abating, ships a-sailing. Sometimes that the gift giver was the singer's mother and not their true love. There's early versions that it was four collie birds, which meant black, so like blackbirds. And some people have theorized that the five gold rings actually refer to the markings of a ring-necked pheasant. So more birds instead of a five golden rings, just more birds. but at one point there was a theory on the internet that it was coded as like a primer on Christianity, where the two turtle doves were like the Old and the New Testament. Three French hens were faith, hope, and charity. The four calling birds, the four gospels, like all of this. The internet will do its thing. The internet's going to internet if you think of that. But that's been debunked.
Okay.
But it kind of, I mean, the 10 Lords of Leaping, the 10 Commandments, 11 Pipers Piping, the 11 Faithful Apostles, 12 Drummers Drumming, the 12 Points of Doctrine in the Apostles' Creed. But it is a song ripe for parody.
Oh, sorry about
that. It's a song ripe for parody, which I chose to do. And we're not going to play it now. We're going to play it in the last segment because it's been the teaser this whole time. You can also watch it on the interwebs. It's been posted to TikTok and to Instagram.
It's worth watching, partner. It is. It's worth a watch.
It's gonna. Your ears might bleed when you hear it, but it is fun. It's fun to watch. It's a little cringy, but you know, sometimes you just put yourself out there for the sake of the season. And I did that. So when we come back from this break, our final break before we leave for the holiday. 12 Days of Wisconsin Christmas, sang, I'm using that word loosely, by myself and I, Kristen Bry. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
All set to go, Shemora, Freeman, and Levins make an awesome trio. It's getting cold in Wisconsin, and we're struggling. Put some wood on the fire. And let's get closer to friends. Just how cold it's gonna get this year, nobody.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Our 12th trip to Glambo, my girlfriend gave to me.
Last trip.
12 Eric Torkelson autographed jerseys. 11 Blaze Orange earmuffs. 10 shots of Jaeger. 9 acid tablets. 8 babes of barf. 7 dudes of booze. And 6 dozen bratwursts. $5 beers. 4 tins of chew.
3 Weber grills.
2 cheese head tattoos.
And a hickey shaped like a G.
Welcome back to the last segment of our holiday spectacular Christmas special of As Goes Wisconsin. We are staying warm. I am very warm. We are very toasty inside of the studio up here in WFHR. Probably not so much once we step outside, but this has been a very fun episode. I'm so happy to have done this with you.
Me too.
My friend and partner, Jane. So they sounded a little bit better.
The 12 trips to Lambeau by the Singing Lambonis.
So they sounded better than I did, but I know you've all been waiting for this. We're going to play. It's not very long.
No, it's short.
We're going to play my version of the 12 Days of Wisconsin Christmas.
Take a listen.
On the 12th day of Christmas, Wisconsin gave to me 12 bike lane Santas, 11 cocktail weenies, 10 Christmas Stalin, 9 aluminum trees, 8 Mertz's cheese balls, 7 cherry Kringles, 6 Tom and Jerry's, 5 cannibal sandwiches, 4 brandy slushes, 3 pickled herring, 2 shot skis, and a drive down candy cane lane.
Bravo!
Oh, man. There was a comment this morning on this was so this you can go see it at Milwaukee Journal Sentinel posted this. One of the comments was, I'm genuinely asking who among your readers asked for this.
Why are you doing this to us?
So, you know, last year we did a fun one where I played all 4 characters on Jeopardy, the 3 contestants and the host. And so I set up with answers and then you had to the contestants guessed the question. And similar, some of the same, there were some repeats because there's only so many specifically uniquely Wisconsin traditions. But this year we're like, oh, like how are we going to top last year? And between having COVID and the weather pending, this was the best I could come up with. And it's fun,
it's hilarious. And if you watch it, because you mentioned this when we were talking about this earlier this week, because you really went for it. You put yourself out there. You really attempted to, and you gave it your all, kid. You left it all on the field. You broke a couple limbs, but it's okay. We'll patch you back up, and we'll send you out again next time.
They can't all be winners, but there's someone out there will appreciate it, even if it's not something that gets replayed year after year after year.
Just a little pitchy, dog. Just a little pitchy.
Yeah.
But again, I think you started too high, and we talked about the music and you were limited. But I just think the amount of time and the production values and everything, it's really well done.
Well, that's a shout out to Bill Schultz over at Journal Sentinel, who is a very tenured producer and video editor there. I always fancy myself as being a pretty good editor. The stuff that he does with the videos that we do is so much fun. And so that's what I said. I was like, this video is only going to work with the footage you find. Cause really, I mean, that's what all of those things I listed, like the aluminum trees from Manitowoc,
sure,
and Bicycling Santa's, the event in Milwaukee, Candy Cane Lane, a staple for Southeast Wisconsin, as far as places to go see lights and everything. And so, it's fun. Not everything can always be serious breakdowns of things happening, politics happening in Madison.
No, but, it can't.
At the break, we had our colleague over at WFHR, Seth, came in. He goes, can I make a request for a recommendation for Christmas viewing? So, Jane, tell me if you've seen this. Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
I know I have heard of it.
It's an episode of Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Oh, is it?
Which we talked about this week.
Yes.
As far as celebrities from Wisconsin. And this is another one I have not seen, but Seth's request is for people to check it out because he said there's a parody song about Patrick Swayze or something like that.
Oh, that sounds worth the price of admission right there.
Yeah.
And it's called, tell me again what it's called.
It's an episode. It's not a full episode. Movie. So it's Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
On Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yes, exactly. So I'm sure you just give it a Google. You can probably hunt it down somewhere. It's probably on YouTube somewhere.
That's hilarious.
But so that'll about do it for this Christmas spectacular. We made it.
We did.
We didn't even know if we were going to have a show today. And here we are, hours later.
Here we are 3 hours later. I jumped out about an hour ago and started the wheels up. And she groaned a little bit, but I think we will be all right on getting home. I do want to say this with all sincerity, everybody, please seriously be careful. And just with these wind chills and stuff for the next couple of days and even into Christmas morning. So watch out for your pets. Watch out for each other and watch out for yourself, too, because it's serious.
It is serious. And it is, as much as we like to say, we are boldened, thick-skinned Wisconsinites who can deal with all sorts of weather, you are still fallible. So please don't take too many chances or risks, because even though it's maybe not as bad as we thought it would be, it's still very cold outside.
Very cold, still very blowy, and lots of wind and stuff. So be safe. I hope you can get to where you want to go to. I've been listening to some other news reports about all these poor people stuck at airports for like 2 days. You know, they're not going to be flying out until Sunday.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so there were 4,600 flights that were canceled today.
I keep seeing different numbers. I saw 5,400.
Oh, maybe.
One news report.
Yeah, maybe.
And so I don't know what, in the days, the weeks, whatever, but lots of flight cancellations. So hopefully, if you were listening today, you were somewhere safe, whether it's your home or a loved one's home. Please don't leave if you don't have to. If you're on the road, as Jane said, please turn your lights on.
Please, please, please.
Drive slowly, bundle up. But I will say in all sincerity that one of my best Christmas gifts is your friendship, Jane. This has been such a fun ride for the last almost 6 months of doing the show with you. I'm excited. We have a well-deserved break for the holidays, but we'll be back next week on Tuesday and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday to do some fun end-of-the-year shows. But I couldn't do this without you. And I'm so grateful for you and our friendship and your partnership in doing this thing called As Goes Wisconsin.
Well, you're going to get me all verklempt now right before we go to break. But working with you is a joy in my life.
Oh, well, on that note, let's cue the Christmas.
Hit the bumper.
I'm excited to see. Hit the bumper. Let's see what you got for the last song for this Christmas special, Jade.
Many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Let it slip, it covered, check. Talk to doctor now and share.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
All right, class. Let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow! Awesome!
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah. We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. After 11 rounds of voting, House members have not yet elected a speaker and will reconvene at noon Eastern tomorrow. CBS's Scott McFarland.
Each of these failing votes for U.S. House Speaker is paralyzing half of Congress. There is no formal sitting U.S. House of Representatives until a speaker is chosen. Nobody's been sworn in. And the trajectory of votes didn't change anything. There's still a faction of House Republicans who say they won't support Kevin McCarthy despite ongoing behind-the-scenes negotiations.
A storm brings heavy rains and strong winds to California just days after another so-called atmospheric river. At least six people have died in the storms, and the Weather Channel meteorologist Mike Bettis says more are coming.
It brings us a copious amount of rain and a ton of snow. Northern California in particular will get hit and hit hard, but through the weekend, it extends all the way down into Southern California. What that means is rivers rising and widespread flooding across the state.
New evidence in the killings of four University of Idaho students. An unsealed affidavit reveals how police identified the suspect, 28-year-old Brian Koberger. He has made his first court